My guest at this time is House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady. He represents the 8th Congressional District in Texas. He is a busy man here in the new Congress, playing a leading role in crafting legislation to address health care as well as tax reform. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on.
Mr. Chairman, let's talk about tax reform now. The president kind of issued his list of priorities, reducing the corporate tax rate from almost 40% down to 15%, simplifying to three brackets, which means cuts for all individuals, and doubling the standard deduction, among other issues that he wants to see done. How soon will we see legislation on this, and how closely is what you're working on mirroring what he laid out this week?
Yeah, this is, Greg, this is very exciting because Americans saw something I haven't seen in 30 years, which is a president willing to lead on tax reform and committed to working with the House and Senate that want to get this done this year. And so I think the two important messages from this week that is plenty exciting. One, this president's willing to go bold because he understands, like the House, when we laid our tax reform plan out last year, we only get one chance in generation to do this. And like Reagan, we have to go bold to do it. But secondly, you know, his commitment that he's going to work with the House and Senate to develop one plan for tax reforms that we can unify behind, I think that's equally important. So the steps now is that beginning next week, we're going to roll up our sleeves, sitting down with President Trump's team and the Senate as well, to put together a single tax reform plan that's going over the coming weeks and perhaps months. That's the work we'll do. But the timing is this. I think a lot of press in Washington are focused on which month this happens. My focus is on the year, and that means this year, 2017, which after 30 years of this broken, complicated tax code seems to me exactly the right time to deliver.
Let's talk about the two groups here that I think are probably most interested. If you're a typical small business, how would these principles help you? And if you're the typical family of four, how do these principles help you?
Yeah, for small businesses, we propose to cut your taxes by more than 40%. That's so you can send less to Washington. You can invest more in your business, your workers, your success. We provide full and unlimited write-offs of all your investment in buildings, equipment, software, and technology. First time ever in history, boy, that allows them to keep more money, but invest in their own technologies and equipment. Really Main Street job growth there. We eliminate the death tax, so family-owned businesses no longer have to worry about Uncle Sam swooping in and taking nearly half of what you've earned over a lifetime. And then we eliminate some of the double taxation. So for small businesses, this is game-changing, especially since this will grow the economy by over 9%. Really critical. So for a family of four, you're going to keep more of the money that you earned. The tax code is going to be dramatically simpler. You're going, if you save for retirement or education and health care, we cut your taxes in half again because we want to reward those types of savings. And like the president, we've recommended that we protect more of those first dollars that a family, a young family, a retiring family earns up to $24,000. That just means you keep more of those first dollars. And the bottom line, the House Republican blueprint, the idea we're bringing to the president is a code so fair and simple, 9 out of 10 Americans will be able to file using a simple postcard system, which we think is awfully exciting.
A lot of people have looked forward to that. I know we've kept you too long. Let me ask you one quick question. Hopefully it's quick. One of the things that a lot of folks thought might be a sticking point but really didn't even end up in the Trump bullet points was the idea of the border adjustability tax. So where does that stand? Is that becoming less of a priority, or is it still needs to be debated?
Yeah, so very much a priority, and here is why. We know what our competitors, China, Europe, Japan, Canada, Mexico do. They all border adjust their tax. So they take a major tax off their Chinese products heading into America. They slap a tax on our Made in America products when it goes in their country. And so we're about one of the few countries, us, Cuba, North Korea, that don't do this. So as a result, a foreign product has a major tax advantage over a Made in America product, both here and abroad. So we're saying for the first time that everyone in America, every product, pays an equal tax. So no longer is Chinese steel getting a break over American steel, Mexico beef over American beef, Canadian autos over American autos. It's equal. But boy, it is game-changing because, one, you have a level playing field. Secondly, now our Made in America products, which will no longer tax around the world, can compete and win. And then more importantly, and this is the reason I'm fighting so hard for it, because not only does it eliminate any tax incentive to move manufacturing jobs and plants overseas, it actually creates huge incentives to bring them back to America, which is what we want in the 21st century. Sure, we need there's some work that needs to be done, but it's still very much part of our tax reform plan.
Can't imagine why you wouldn't want to be in the same economic fraternity as the North Koreans and the Cubans,
no
Mr. Chairman.
Kidding. No kidding. And why would you have tax breaks for foreign products over Made in America products? Doesn't make sense.
Well, we'll let you get back to work, sir. Thanks for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Greg, thank you. Take care.
That's always a pleasure, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.